صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وآله وسلم. Dear viewers of Madani channel, today inshallah azza wa jal we will learn the method of performing Eid Salah according to the Hanafi madhab. First, make the following intention. I intend to offer 2 rak'ah Salah of Eid al-Fitr or Eid al-Adha with 6 additional takbirat for the sake of Allah azza wa jal following this imam. Having made the intention, raise the hands up to the ears and utter Allahu Akbar, and then fold the hands below the navel and recite Sana. Then raise your hands to your ears, utter the word Allahu Akbar and leave them at sides. Then raise the hands to your ears again and utter Allahu Akbar and leave them at the sides. Then raise the hands to ears once again, utter the words Allahu Akbar and fold them. In short, hands will be folded after the first and the fourth takbir, while they will be left at sides after the second and the third takbir. In other words, hands will be folded when something is to be recited in ayam after the takbir, while they would be left at the sides when nothing is to be recited. Then the imam is to recite ta'awuz and tasmiyah in a low voice, whereas Suratul Fatiha and another surah will be recited loudly. Thereafter, he will perform ruku and continue with the first rakat in the same manner as with any other salah. In the second rakat, the imam is to first recite Suratul Fatiha and another surah out loud. After the recitation, the imam as well as the muqtadis, the followers, will utter 3 takbirats. The imam would utter these loudly and the followers would utter them in a low voice, each time raising their hands up to the ears and dropping them, leaving them at the sides. Then ruku will be performed with the 4th takbir without raising the hand, and the rest of the salah will continue in the same manner as with any other salah. To stand silent between every 2 takbirat for the amount of time in which subhanallah can be uttered thrice, 3 times, is necessary. May Allah Azza wa Jal grant us the blessings of Eid, and may Allah Azza wa Jal accept all of the worships that we were able to do during the blessed month of Ramadan. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.